Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm your host, Todd Wolfhurst. On this episode of MIS, we're going to be talking about non-fungible tokens, or NFTs. I know that's a mouthful, but bear with me. It's worth knowing about these little things because they're about to make a big splash all over the art world. All right, so let's kind of jump into it a little bit. I know that a lot of you out there have heard about Bitcoin and about blockchain technology, and non-fungible tokens essentially play right off of that same technology stack, and that technology stack being blockchain technology. But now, we've talked about it on the podcast before, and blockchain technology is simply a ledger. It's just a distributed ledger between multiple computers that tell you various things, such as who owns what piece of a piece of technology. And that ledger has a lot of value in it. That ledger can essentially tell you who, quote unquote, owns something. So non-fungible tokens, or these NFTs, really are just that. They tell you, in a world of digital copies, who owns or who controls the original one. And that is why they are so valuable. In a world where anything, any piece of digital technology can be copied, it can have a perfect copy, these NFTs, or non-fungible tokens, really do allow you to understand and know who owns the original one so that there is no confusion around it any longer. Now, you can still have multiple copies of these things. And in fact, having multiple copies of these items, whether it's a picture or a movie or a short film or broadcast or even a tweet, can be valuable and powerful. In fact, just recently, Jack Dorsey sold his original Twitter tweet for $2.9 million via an NFT. And again, the problem that NFTs are solving is simply who has ownership and who has the original digital copy of something. And in the physical world, this is very apparent. If you have the Mona Lisa, then you have the Mona Lisa. People can make copies of it. People could take pictures of it. People could publish it in books and magazines. But the original Mona Lisa sits in the Louvre in Paris. And it's known who has the original copy of something. And because of that, it's worth millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars. NFTs solve that problem for digital works. And if you think that digital works are simply not as valuable as their physical cousins, we live in a digital society. And when you live in that digital society, people are going to produce digital works. And this now opens the door for digital artists to be able to sell their works to someone and have that person have faith that they own the original version of that work, of that piece of artwork, and that all other digital copies of it are just that. They are just copies. It is no different than someone making a copy of the Mona Lisa and allowing them to publish that picture in a book. It's not the original Mona Lisa. It's just a picture of it. So NFTs are valuable for that very reason, that they let us track that digital ownership and inform us who owns the digital copyrights to those individual works. I suspect that we're going to see all sorts of NFTs come out in the future, and this marketplace will be worth billions, if not hundreds of billions worth, in the very near future. Again, something as simple as a tweet from Jack Dorsey can generate $2.9 million. imagine what tweets from other celebrities will go for if you can now purchase them. And that's just Twitter. Think about all the digital art that's out there that's being generated. Think about all the various websites that are out there that could potentially be sold as NFTs. Think about news articles. Anything where you would potentially have a newspaper clipping, for example, that is worth, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now we're going to be able to capture those, that value inside of the digital world. In fact, NFTs for me have as much possibility as cryptocurrency itself. Blockchain technology has as much potential to unleash the art world as it did for the cryptocurrency world. I truly believe that the 2021 technology story of the year is going to all be about NFTs. And again, it's hard to understate the amount of money that will be generated through these NFTs in the coming decade. I predict that we will look back at digital artists today the way in which we looked at impressionist painters in the 1800s and see the true value of their works, and they will be able to capitalize on those digital works in a way in which they have never been able to capitalize before. You know, it has been said that content is king, which is really just a way of saying that the platform that has the best content, whether it be music, whether it be movies, or whether it be written content or art, is going to win the battle. So think about it. You know, if Netflix is the best technological platform but doesn't have good content, nobody wants to watch Netflix. But to produce good content, it takes money. And now content providers are going to be able to sell their content to someone who can secure those rights via NFT, or those non-fungible tokens. It's really going to open up amazing opportunities for those who provide and create content. All right, everybody, thanks for listening. I'm your host, Todd Wolfers. This has been another episode of MIS. Until next time, thank you.